The state board's final 9-2 vote ends months of debate on the proposal known as REPA 2. State education officials say the new guidelines give schools more flexibility in the teacher hiring process. State Superintendent Tony Bennett says the rule changes remove licensing as an obstacle to the teaching profession for non-traditional applicants.
The more opportunities we have to provide our school leaders the ability to bring talent into Indiana classrooms, talent into Indiana school buildings, talent into Indiana school corporations, is good public policy.
REPA 2 also allows current teachers to become certified to teach in new content areas without taking additional coursework. All they'd have to do is pass an exam. Building administrators are no longer required to have a master's degree. But REPA 2 also caused controversy. After overwhelmingly critical public comment this summer, state education officials removed some of the proposal's most contentious points, such as a provision that would have based a teacher's ability to renew a license on evaluation results. IU School of Education Dean Gerardo Gonzalez says the revisions did improve the final package, but
this is not a political trade-off. We are talking about the education of students. We're talking about kids who need adults in those classrooms who are well prepared. Why lower the standards? Why lower the bar?
State Superintendent-elect Glenda Ritz attended the state board meeting in Indianapolis Wednesday. She opposed REPA 2 during her campaign and, in remarks to the board, asked members to table the proposal until she took office. They declined. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.